AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Will they or won't they? The expectation for today's Federal Reserve meeting is that members will not lower interest rates. The AP Seth Soutell reports inflation is still above the 2% target.
Fed officials say they intend to keep borrowing costs high for as long as needed to curb inflation. Inflation can be seen in various places in the economy, including housing costs, as well as higher rates for car insurance and medical bills.
Political primaries were held across the country last night. Our Jennifer King on a South Carolina House race.
Incumbent Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace defeated challengers Bill Young and Catherine Templeton, who had the backing of former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. In Mace's second term, she went from a critic of Donald Trump to receiving his endorsement.
In Ohio, Republican State Senator Michael Rooley won a special election for the House seat formerly held by Bill Johnson. Johnson, a Republican, resigned from Congress in January to become the president of Youngstown State University. Hunter Biden, now convicted on 3 felony counts. Our Michael Kunzelman reports he'll be sentenced for that at a later date, and he faces yet another trial.
He's got charges pending in Los Angeles for a tax case, and that case is set for trial in September.
There's been fierce rocket fire in northern Israel. Here's our Charles de Ledesma.
Lebanon's Hezbollah has fired scores of rockets into northern Israel to avenge the killing of a top commander, as the fate of an internationally backed plan for a ceasefire in Gaza hangs in the balance.
There's more heavy rain and possible flooding in the forecast for central and southwest Florida for today. The lead singer of the Four Tops says a Detroit area hospital restrained him and ordered a psychological exam last year. They refused to believe that he was part of the Motown music group. This is AP News. A very special graduation for some 60 students in Sandy Hook, Connecticut. They survived a school shooting that killed 20 of their classmates in 2012.
The first grade class at Sandy Hook Elementary forever changed by a school massacre that took the lives of 20 students and 6 educators. Now the survivors are graduating, and it's bittersweet for so many, says 17-year-old Ella Seaver, who was in a classroom down the hall from the shootings.
The what-ifs kind of spoil a lot of precious moments. Just because you always remember that they're not there.
Especially on the day they graduate high school.
What if they were able to walk the stage with me?
Seaver and others have been active in anti-gun violence efforts, which they say they will continue as they enter college and beyond. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.